Unit 20. Bullfighting is in her blood.
Spain.
Picture 1.
When Cristina Sanchez was a little girl, she loved to watch her father fight bulls.
2.
She knew that bullfighting was a dangerous profession, and she knew that there were no women bullfighters in Spain.
3.
But still, she wanted to become a matador, to follow in her father's footsteps. So at the age of 12, Cristina started practicing with cows.
4.
Her father was totally opposed to her future plans. "It's impossible. Women don't become bullfighters," he said. But Cristina insisted. "I didn't want the role of a traditional woman," she says.
5.
Finally, her father changed his mind and gave in. He saw that Cristina had bullfighting in her blood. He gave her the green light to attend the most famous school in Spain to learn the ropes of bullfighting. And then he became her trainer.
6.
Now Cristina is a star in her country. As the first female matador, she is always in the public eye.
7.
But it hasn't been smooth sailing for her. She has been hurt 3 times by bulls.
8.
Also, many people are angry about her participation in the sport. Some male matadors refuse to share the bull ring with her, and she often hears insults from the audience. "When I hear insults from the crowd," says Cristina, "it makes me try harder. I want those people to eat their words."
Page 91, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the cassette pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Spain. When Cristina Sanchez was a little girl, she loved to watch her father fight bulls. She knew that bullfighting was a dangerous profession, and she knew that there were no women bullfighters in Spain. But still, she wanted to become a matador, to follow in her father's footsteps. So at the age of 12, Cristina started practicing with cows. Her father was totally opposed to her future plans. "It's impossible. Women don't become bullfighters," he said. But Cristina insisted. "I didn't want the role of a traditional woman," she says. Finally, her father changed his mind and gave in. He saw that Cristina had bullfighting in her blood. He gave her the green light to attend the most famous school in Spain to learn the ropes of bullfighting. And then he became her trainer. Now Cristina is a star in her country. As the first female matador, she is always in the public eye. But it hasn't been smooth sailing for her. She has been hurt 3 times by bulls. Also, many people are angry about her participation in the sport. Some male matadors refuse to share the bull ring with her, and she often hears insults from the audience. "When I hear insults from the crowd," says Cristina, "it makes me try harder. I want those people to eat their words."
Page 92, Exercise 9. Take a dictation.
Cristina grew up with bullfighting in her blood. Her father was opposed to her plans at first. But finally, he gave in. He gave her the green light to study bullfighting. She attended school in Spain to learn the ropes. Now she is a star in Spain. Always in the public eye.